one of those other.
I've always wanted one of these. I really have. It's mine. Okay, there you go.
Hello everybody. Back again to another wonderful meeting. Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we can hold on for a minute.
Oh my gosh. Phone is off.
I figured with the spam thing, if you can't really get joining.
That's the kind of spam that everybody likes to listen to.
Are you ready? Okay, right, well, I take it that you are all ready now. All right, first off, we'll just recap from our last meeting. We got together just to basically decide on, well, to talk about what it is that we were actually supposed to be doing and who we all are and stuff like that. Get a bit more of an idea together of what's going on. What we're going to talk about in this meeting is now that we know what it is that we're doing, now we know that it's TV remote and stuff. You guys have just been able to do some R&D for that. That's research and development.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard that before. I've learned all sorts of new terms and technology today. Mainly your three little presentations, whether they be on computer or on the whiteboard or whatever you want.
If you have any preference for them.
I'd like to hear. Or I'd like to hear who's on the from Catherine actually first. What I'd like to hear about is if we finally decided on what sort of energy we're going to be using. And
I think she's still finishing here.
No, it's fine. I'm just.
It's just, yeah, let's hear from you first.
Okay.
Where is that? It's here. Oh, sorry. It's what's that?
Get yourself in position.
Okay, so that's me again. For the energy sources, we can have a basic battery, a hand dynamo, which was used in the 50s for torches, if you remember that kind of, which wouldn't
I don't think any of us remember
wouldn't
the 50s, it's like a crane thing.
Yeah, wouldn't be very fancy. You can have a kinetic provision of energy, which is used on some watches these days, so if you have just a bit of gentle movement, that it will give it the energy to work. or you can use solar cells, but I'm not sure about that indoors really, but.
But there's sometimes combinations, I mean that calculators
yeah.
do combinations of battery but also using some solar panel.
So now these kind of solar panel things, do they have to work from the sun or can they work from a light bulb?
I don't
Does anybody know?
I think it has to be on the solar energy, but I don't know.
I don't think the
okay.
cost of this would be the basic battery really.
Mm.
And if you want something fancy, I think the kinetic provision of energy could be nice, but I don't know if it's worth the cost. So we've got to discuss that.
Mm.
Okay.
Are they good?
For the case of the remote itself, it can be a general case, which is just a flat one. You can have a curved one or a double curved one, if you know what I mean. So.
What's a double curved one?
You know, kind of more ergonomic, that kind of sits the palm of your hand, that kind of thing. So.
Okay.
Then the case material itself, so it can be either plastic or latex, rubber, wood or titanium, and for each of them you have cases where, for example titanium, you can't use it for, if we're choosing a double curved case, we can't choose titanium, and if we're choosing solar cells, then we can't choose low-tech for the case material, so we just have to take that into account. But if we're choosing just the flat case, then we can go for anything. And I think we discussed earlier on the RSI problem thing, so we could.
So that might be an idea of using
yeah.
the rubber, but then it's a, you know.
It's not as squeezable or not.
Yeah. And also it doesn't break as easily, maybe. I don't
and when a TV program's. Got when you're watching the match and your team's just lost, you can fuzz it across the room and bounce off the wall back at you. Yeah, I like that idea.
Hmm. So rubber would be.
Okay. Rubbers.
Rubber, we're all going, we're all liking that idea. You think you can market
after
that?
After my fashion thing, I think you'll realise that rubber is more.
We like rubber. Ooh.
So. Okay. And then there are the push buttons. So you can have basic push buttons or scroll wheels like you have on a mouse. Or you can have LCD, which gives you a display. Scroll buttons as well.
Uh-huh.
So if you use a rubber double curved case, you must use rubber push buttons. So if we're going for rubber, then we have to decide for the case. And if we choose double curve, then we have to go for rubber push buttons. So
well, we're going to go, well, I think we've decided that it's going to be a rubber case.
Yeah, but
so.
Is it a double curved one or not? If it's not a double curve, then we've got the choice for the push buttons. If it's a double curve, we've got to go for rubber push buttons. If that makes sense.
Rubber push buttons instead of the wheel.
Yeah.
If it's rubber, isn't it malleable anyways? I mean, it doesn't matter if it's double. I mean, isn't a rubber case, I mean, it's completely flex. I mean, it flexes to whatever they want. So what's the difference between a normal rubber case and a rubber double?
You see, you've got, okay, the energy, that's
I'll
one
have a big
thing.
Mac, please.
Then you have the case is whether it's flat or curved. And that's, we don't care if it's rubber or not, but then we've decided that we're going for rubber for the case material. So if we've chosen rubber, and if now we have the choice for the case, whether it's flat, single curved or double curved, and I'm just saying if we choose it to be double curved, then we need to go, I don't know why, but we need to go for rubber push buttons. So either I don't know, we just need to decide on the.
Let's have rubber push buttons, hey?
Okay. Go up.
Let's go crazy. And then, do I have a last slide? Yes, I do. So, the push buttons themselves, they can be just simple, they can be So that's just the electronics between the behind the push buttons.
Yeah.
And the price that goes with it. So the simple push buttons are going to be the cheapest. If we get a scroll wheel, that's a higher price range. If we get an advanced chip, which is used for the LCD, the display thing, then that's even more expensive.
Okay, well, what I'm not understanding here is, okay, advanced chip on print, which I presume is like one PCB, and that's got all the electronics on one board,
yeah,
including
the
infrared sender.
Yeah.
Right. What alternatives do we have to that? What alternatives do we have to the chip?
Well,
on
if it's not chip on print, then I guess you get different chip components and you build them separately and doesn't include the infrared. It's less expensive and
so
technically speaking it's not as advanced, but it does the job too.
So why would we not go for that? If it's something that's inside the unit,
it doesn't, yeah,
it
yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
affect whether the customer's gonna buy it or not.
Yeah.
So
let's not.
We
want to
go for and it all so long as it works.
Yeah. I agree.
So let's not bother with the chip on print.
So it's either the scroll wheel or the push buttons.
Yeah. Simple. Yeah, push buttons.
What about the dust analysis sound of
sensor?
What about what?
Well,
what do we need a speaker for in the remote control unit?
I don't know.
It'd
be cool.
It'd be cool, but they're saying they've just developed it, I'm just guessing, but it's going to be the most expensive option, probably.
The speech recognition option is, it doesn't seem really very promising for us.
Yeah, it's not something that we want to go into with this product.
Yeah, the example that they're already using it for is with the coffee machine, where basically you can program a sample that that when you say something will give a response, and you program the response as well. It's just clips of the thing you record yourself. So you can program your coffee maker that when you say good morning to it, it says hello, Rick, or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, it would be one thing if it was speech recognition where you say something and it turns the TV on, like turn the TV on and it turns on, but it's not that. It just gives you
it just gives an answer.
It just gives you a verbal response. So yeah, I mean,
then.
Like what's the point of saying
yeah.
hello, remote? I mean, hello.
Yeah.
I thought it was when they said
you're really lonely.
Yeah, you're really lonely.
I thought when they said voice recognition, they meant like
Channel 5.
Channel 5. And
no,
so
that would be more promising.
Ah.
It's just a remote that talks to you.
Oh, no, forget
yeah.
about it. Oh, okay.
I need to start with cues.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go back maybe to the previous slide and we can decide for each problem what we should choose. So for the energy source, do we go for the battery or the...
Basic battery. It's cheap, it's cheerful, it's worked, it does work.
Cheaper option. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go for the battery. Then the case, do you want it flat or curved or some
we were going with the latest with the RSI rubber.
Yeah, so we wanted rubber double curved.
Yeah.
So it will look like something
double
like
double
this.
Double whopper, please.
Okay, so then if we use double curved case, then we have
yeah,
to
the
choose
buttons.
Rubber push buttons,
yeah.
That's fine.
And it's cheapest all round, it sounds kind of funky, and we can also market it as, because we were saying earlier in your research, that people get the complaint of RSI, and this is anti-RSI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's another marketing point that we can use.
Well,
but anything's going to have buttons.
Mm.
Even if it's a jog wheel, it's still repetitive.
Yeah.
could have given option of flat buttons or.
You still get repetitive strain injury whether you're pressing a button or pressing a flat bit of screen. It's the
mm.
fact that you're pressing the same, doing the same movement. It's not actually what you're doing. But the fact that this rubber is actually used in these anti-RSI specific.
Yeah, the rubber's good.
We're giving them away to burn off steam and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can sit there and like.
Not that watching TV should do that stress.
And you know, yeah, you can fuzz it across the room. Throw it at children.
Yeah. Alright, that's me done.
Okay, Gabrielle. Let's hear from you about the interface.
Yeah, some of what I have to say ties into what Catherine was just talking about.
Great.
Sorry.
Okay, so I'm continuing with the user interface. And so basically, I consulted with our manufacturing division, it sounded like Catherine was also speaking with them. I also took Risa's marketing findings from the last meeting into consideration, because I think that's crucial as far as what keys we're going to include, what buttons we're going to include, and how they lay out. And so the manufacturing division sent some samples of interface components that we might be interested in using that have been used in other products, like the coffee machine. So I already mentioned the speech recognition interface, so I guess we basically veto that idea. It's pointless.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a sample sensor, sample output. It'll just be probably the most expensive part of a remote without any actual interesting functionality as far as operating the TV. So yeah, they also give the they suggested the idea of using a spinning wheel like you use on the side of an MP3 player like iPod. So we've already addressed that. And I think that would actually be worse for something like RSI, and you've got that thumb movement
yeah.
constantly
mm-hmm.
doing. The other suggestion, and I have a feeling that more interested in something more general, but they suggested going a little bit into a niche, like either gearing a remote towards kids where you could have a lot of colors, the keys might be funny or playful in some
mm-hmm.
way, or something for the elderly where the remote's very large and the buttons are very large and there's only a few buttons. But we can discuss this, but it sounds like from our last meeting we really wanted something that was general but done well. So the key layout and design are really crucial. You want people to be able to quickly access the buttons that they use a lot without always pressing the wrong one. And I didn't mention that we need a power button in our last. I can give you an example here of good layout and bad layout. Manufacturing department. So this would be an example of bad. Yeah, where you have volume
yeah.
up and volume down, but they have a V on both of them, so
yeah.
it's sort of confusing for the user.
This
is an example of the giant remote that's impossible to lose.
Brilliant.
Oh.
And for something for kids. So I was against the speech recognition and against going towards anything in the niche sense. I think it should be more general.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think the spinning wheel or the LC display were more crucial for us. And that's it for me.
Okay, well let's so what are our definite decisions on this then as a team? The interface type we're going for.
So we're not going to have any sort of display, I think.
So it's specifics.
Yeah, it's just gonna be
sort of straight set of buttons.
Buttons. I think we should have a limited number of buttons. Ideally, I mean, a power channel left, channel down, volume left, volume
yeah.
down, with numerical keypad. And some sort of we'll either have a lock button like we mentioned, or a front cover or something like that.
Yeah.
I guess it's to the point where we need to decide.
Okay. And we're not. Yeah.
Well, now that we've decided.
Are we going? Have we decided on whether we're going to supplement it with anything, you know, colours or particular gimmicky bits to it? We're not. We're just going to go for something.
It seems like we wouldn't want to make it too busy and too sort of gaudy, but yeah, I would say maybe a couple of colours like a black with yellow somewhere, like maybe the RR
yeah.
yellow, something like that.
Yeah, okay. Okie dokie. Yeah, I don't have any other questions on this. Let's move on.
I guess the fact also that we are having a rubber case would prevent us from having the cover function that we thought of before. I mean,
yeah,
so
sure.
if we want to have a lock of some sort,
yeah,
we have to. But I think that should be, I mean, I can speak with the button department, but I think that it should be easy to have a button that just
yeah,
prevents
the button does
the,
that,
other,
yeah.
the other buttons from operating. So that should be simple.
Cool.
I'm just basically letting you know what's happening in the market.
Yeah.
And what the fashions are for next year. So yeah. So from looking at this year's trends and fashions,
mm-hmm.
and also recent investigation that we've done in the remote control market, we have found that the remote control market, these are like most important aspects like that we really need to, which we've already probably discussed. The most important aspect is look and feel. So the remote control has to look and feel fancier than the ones that we already have. So it has to be.
Yeah, why should people
yeah.
buy this when they've already got the remote that came in the TV?
Second, it should be technologically innovative. Innovative. So.
What's that mean?
Technologically, it should be like work. Basically, I guess so it should work.
Well, it should be maybe cutting edge in some sense. I mean, have something that's a little more technologically advanced.
Okay, the trouble is we've
yeah.
already decided that we're going with the stuff that works already. That's
yeah.
cheap.
Actually, I mean, these first 2 points we've already sort of gone away from because
yeah.
our rubber one is not fancy, and it's different. But I wouldn't say our rubber remote is fancy. If that's what people want, then maybe we're going in the wrong direction, and it's not technologically innovative either.
Maybe we could.
That's why I was thinking Bluetooth, because if you like put out Bluetooth and it's like a Bluetooth remote control, I'm just gonna like, because Bluetooth is a thing nowadays, like really people. And when it comes to marketing, like that's what people go for. They don't really care whether, you know, at the end of the day, whether works properly or not.
Of course they do.
Well they do, but it's
well,
like, not.
Well, that's your first thing, you go, oh, I'm not going to buy that because I don't know if it works or not.
Yeah, but it looks good. If it looks good and it can just be there for decoration.
Okay, well, what do you two think about this?
So is the advantage of Bluetooth that you can just like synchronize it with other
yeah,
electronics?
I don't understand what.
Yeah, it's basically what it allows you to do.
Yeah. And this is just, you know, all this has been used for is your television.
Yeah, but, I mean,
that would mean you'd need a television that has Bluetooth in it, which
well,
no television does, does it?
If you're looking at something that's going to be bought by people, you have to make it new, you have to make it.
That would mean we'd have to make it television as well.
Bluetooth would, for example, enable you, I think, to. like for example, you if you get a call on your mobile phone, but your mobile phone is downstairs or something, you would get on your television, you're being called by this person right now. Things like that.
No, that would be your telephone syncing in with your television.
Yeah,
no.
That wouldn't be the remote so much.
Yeah.
I mean.
No,
and
but if you get Bluetooth on the remote, you'd be able to.
No, the,
the television.
The television would have to be
Bluetooth
compatible. There is no such thing.
Like, it doesn't have to be, you know, Bluetooth, that was just an idea, but like, it needs to be something that, you know, is new. Whether it's battery, it could be something really, really minor, you know? Like, but I think we are really keeping to what is already out there, and people have already seen it, people have already got it.
Okay.
If we want something new, we need to move away from what we already have. And
maybe looking into
just
the
creative
provision of energy. Then it's been done for watches, but I haven't seen that for remote.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's
and then
very
you can market
good.
It. Never have to
change
the battery again.
And
this is all tying in very nicely. The fact that it's made out of this rubber, we can throw it about. We should encourage people to throw their remote controls about because it charges itself up by
yes.
And the little characters you said, yeah, but not too much.
But
yeah, by the squeezing it.
Yeah, we can make the squeezing of the rubber be the generating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Well done.
Third most important aspect is that it's easy to use, and I think
we're all about that.
Okay, in the fashion, how it's supposed to look. Next year's fashion is very much in fruit and vegetables. Them are like their theme for cloths, shoes, and furniture. So next year, people will be buying. I found this really funny. You know, strawberry shaped chairs.
So the kind of keys that are like a broccoli TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to watch the pineapple challenge.
And as it's rubber, the feel, which is the this year is spongy, so it's not quite spongy.
Well, spongy, that's where we get it.
Yeah.
We're ahead of the game there.
Yeah. And so, of course, what I was just saying, like, move away from the current remote controls, that, like, the look and feel of the current ones, and change the look and feel while still keeping to the company.
So through all that we're going to go back to going with kinetic.
Thing
that's great, using the spongy rubber that we were talking about that's anti RSI, you can as you squeeze it you're not only therapeuticizing yourself, you are charging the batteries. And I'm not sure about the buttons being in the shape of fruit though.
No
vegetables.
Oh,
maybe make it like fruity colours or something.
The power button could be like a big apple or something.
Oh yeah, but apple would sue you.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't come on hot images of apples. Okay, we'll make it a pomegranate. A big pomegranate.
Well, okay, it seems like the only thing that we haven't really finally agreed on is its image. Like, yeah, we're saying that we don't want it to be fruit and vegetables, but we don't know what it should be. Or, like, we're going, yeah, it should look slick, but
well,
what do you mean by slick sort of thing?
I think if it's rubber, it needs to be.
I mean, you said earlier on that it should be funky.
I think it should be, I mean, what do you associate with rubber? You know, like, the different colours.
Keep it clean, keep
okay,
it clean.
Sorry, I used the wrong word. What do you associate with the material, that material? like, I'm just thinking bright colours, bright natural colours, nothing too. too
bright but not too
bright.
Bright,
too much, yeah. Like no lime green or bright yellow or bright pink. And make it different colours so that anybody can choose, like.
Like the volume buttons should be all the same colour, and the channel buttons should be one colour and stuff like that, really.
Yeah. And on the back of it, have the logo.
Okay. What do you see?
Yeah.
One thing I'm wondering about, I hope that we're not going like too much down a gimmicky road.
Yeah, I mean,
if somebody goes into the store, they're gonna see like three or four normal remotes and then a big spongy pink tomato.
Yeah.
What a nice
remote control for
well,
that
though. I can say in this country, you'll get, you know, lots of people wanting something really funky and cool. Like, and kids will be walking in with their parents saying, and parents will see the pro in it as well, because it's like kids won't break it. It's not breakable if thrown around,
yeah.
Especially with younger kids. Nobody can pick it up. And, the only thing is that really small kids might show them. But
well, it's going to be true proof.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna write that
so
down.
It's quite like. User friendly and also for different families, like family use as well. Little kids and for older kids, like teenagers will like it. I think especially maybe younger girls if it's in pink, they'll be like, oh, you know, pink, remote control for their room. So
what are you saying? Maybe we should market it in different colours?
Yeah.
For different. So we can develop the pink range, the blue range, the green range.
So like you walk in, you're like, oh, I like that remote control because it's so bright. And then the shop assistant comes up and says, oh, what colour would you like? And then they're like, oh, I can choose the colour. Wow. So it puts, I think, even the customer into more control of what they're buying instead of, you've got all colours, either that or nothing. So they also get to pick. Well, personally, I like walking into the shop and choosing the colour.
And that seems to work well with products like iPod, where you know you have
yeah.
a variety of colours that people feel like they're customising when they buy it.
Although I'd be curious to see how many, you know, there are some colours that I would never choose, and I would be curious how many people would choose that.
Right.
Well, that can be down to a bit of market research. You know, that's easy enough to find out what colours are more popular.
And produce less of the silly colours.
Yeah. Okay. Alright, well, what we're going to aim to get together by the next meeting then. Is from you, Catherine. You're going to be working on the look and feel design. Gabrielle, you're going to be working on, you know, come up with the user interface design. And basically, you two are going to be working together on this. You won't be going off to separate offices. And I think you're going to get a chance to play with some player. For the next meeting, be able to come in and show us some physical ideas. Because at the moment, you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
We were kind of going, yeah, it's got to feel nice, it's got to look cool, and that it's, you know, no one can actually start, you know, some sort of physical something or other.
That sounds good.
And you're going to be working on the product for the evaluation. And I will be talking to the bosses, basically, and fielding off some more spam. That's it, really. Keeping things, hopefully keeping things together. Yeah, that's this is good. So we know for definite, you know, we've now got some definite things going on. We definitely know how it's powered. We definitely know that it's going to be a simple button. We're not going to be going for the new technological chip on print expensive things. So we're keeping the costs down. It's this rubber casing that we can sell as fun and funky. Don't know of any other remote controls that are made out of this stuff.
Mm.
People, you know, people are saying, oh, standard stuff gives you repetitive strain injury. Well, this remote control is designed to do the complete opposite.
Yeah.
It's supposed to fix it rather than cause it. We're gonna as a sort of extra something on it, you know, what other extra things does this product have? We're looking into this lock key facility. I mean, whether or not it happens, you know, always possible, I don't know, but something to look into. Okay, I think that's well done, everybody. Anyone have any questions? Anyone know what they're doing? Because if you don't, I'm sure you'll soon get an email about it.
I think we all know what we need to do now.
It's because you want to tell us.
Okay, right, well, we're still a couple of minutes until our meeting's due to finish. But I got a note saying that you two are going to be working together. So
okay,
before you all disappear off. Hold fire.
Is the pay raise immediately come into effect on our next paycheck, or is that?
I think it's I think it's going to be part more of a profit sharing on the product.
Sort of buying, I mean, we're getting features in the company.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to happen at the moment.
So we really have that incentive to make this renewal.
Yeah.
I'd like to share in the coffee machine profits because that's really doing well.
I want to share in Space Rocket. Did you see that this company is sending a remote spaceship?
This company has its fingers in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
I did notice looking at, I mean, they told you that they wanted whatever our product to represent the RR brand and to be immediately noticeable. I mean, if you look like at the coffee maker at the corporate webpage,
mm-hmm.
it's not obvious RR. Well, it is to us because we've worked here for years and we use that coffee machine. But it doesn't have the color scheme of the company anywhere on it, obviously. It's just silver and black.
That's true.
And the spaceship doesn't have the RR. You think they have a massive RR down the side of it. I still want one. Okay. I just had someone flash it up saying finish the meeting. It's not saying do anything in particular just yet. So maybe you should go back to your own offices.
Okay. Alright.
Are we taking this off?